8686.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
The words that cause you to err from the words of knowledge. Our soul prospers as we live in God. See, the temptations always are trying to pull you out of that secret place and into your flesh, your carnal nature, and your soulish, unregenerate thinking, reasoning and affections and all that stuff. But we are hidden in Christ, in God. And we must, our soul prospers. All you have to do is stay there. And your soul will prosper. And many have experienced, and I know I'm hitting the nail on the head, many have experienced a stretching. And in the midst of the stretching, you have become discouraged. But after today, you don't have to be discouraged anymore. Because now you know, it ain't the devil beating you down or getting the victory over you. It's God preparing you for greater things. Because there's much land, much that has been promised that you've not possessed yet. And God says, I got to get you bigger. But in the process, you can feel overwhelmed. And God will suffer that to be to see how you react, how you respond. Can I trust that person? Or do they start making a fuss at everybody when they're going through? Do they stop giving when it looks tight? Do they stop praying when they don't feel the presence? Do they stop reading when it seems like it all is Greek to them? If you do, you are walking by your feelings. And your feelings do not determine your relationship. Amen. Neither does your sight determine your relationship. It's higher than that. It's deeper than that. Sometimes you won't see. Sometimes you won't feel or see at the same time. What you gonna do? I'll tell you what you're gonna do. You're gonna continue to be instant. In season. And out of, there are times where God wants you to go with what you know. Thank you for the sad hand clap in the middle. No hand claps on the side. That's okay. I'm going to say it again. There are times where the Lord wants you to go with what you know. He wants to see how you will handle yourself when you don't feel the anointing. When you don't feel the joy, will you praise? Or are you waiting on a feeling? Well, see, you caught up in feeling. Now, listen, I know the joy of the Lord will overwhelm our feelings too. But what about when he doesn't send you the feeling? Can you genuinely praise God from your heart? Or do you back off of him? that just is an indication of how shallow your relationship is. Just say, ouch, amen. God is not a hard taskmaster. His yoke is easy, his burden is light. No temptation has taken us but such as is common. And God always makes a way of escape. Our light affliction, which is but for a moment, it worketh for us a much more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. See, the glory, the weight of glory has to be worked into your life. So God has to stretch the wineskin to contain more than you had last year, more than you had 10 years ago. Hello, he's stretching you. You're becoming larger and larger. We ought to be able to love more than we loved last year. Hello? I said we ought to be able to give more than we gave last year. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. I know I'm stepping on toes now. You see, we get in that comfort zone. And then God wants to stretch us. As he stretches you, allow him to stretch you. Because after the stretch, you're going to feel better than you did before the stretch. Because you're going to find, I didn't even realize I could do that. I didn't even know I had that muscle. I didn't even know I could do all of that. But after the stretch, man, I realized I can do much more than this. I'm a whole lot limber than I thought I was. But I've been stretched. Tell somebody I'm getting stretched. I'm getting ready for the greater. I'm getting ready for more. I'm positioning for increase. Come on. My soul has to prosper in God. My mind has to prosper. I can't continue to be poor-minded. And I'm not just talking about money. I'm talking about poor-minded in anything. The liberal soul shall be made fat. The thoughts of the diligent tend only to plenteousness. Everything about our Creator has to do with increase. Nothing to do with greed or covetousness, but increase. Because God has a purpose for everything. In his economy, everything has a place and has a purpose. So, are you ready to rise? No competition, no contending, and no criticizing. The most humble are the most triumphant. We sometimes get that thing wrong. We think the big mouth, the one that's always out there, you know, the squeaky wheel, that's not the most triumphant. The most triumphant, you will hardly even notice. Because they're hidden in God. And they are rejoicing in the Lord. They are experiencing the spoils of heaven. And they don't have to sound a trumpet. They don't have to show out. Say amen. Amen. The humble are the most triumphant. God's going to carry you into an inner chamber. There he will disclose mysteries. We are a prophetic people. I didn't say pathetic. I said prophetic. One thing that God's going to deal with us about is fitness, not fatness. I'll leave that alone. That's another day. A chamber in a chamber. The spirit of Issachar. A land called Jezreel, the land of revelation. We are those that will see afar off. A wise man foreseeth the evil and hides himself, but the fool continues on and is punished. We don't need to act foolishly or think foolishly. Today a yoke has been destroyed. I know it. Because God has disclosed to you, you're not living in defeat. You just got a bit discouraged because of the way. But God has revealed to you that the way is still plain. The path is still straight. I'm just stretching you. And before long, you're going to see again. You're going to feel again. You're going to embrace again. You're going to sense again. But after the stretching, all right. Tell somebody, continue your journey in faith. What God is doing and desires to continue in your life, it's not magic. It's miraculous. It's miraculous. Nothing short of the miraculous. Okay, let me give you a couple of statements here. Now remember, all of this message about the high life, the Zoe life, the blessed life, the abundant life is predicated upon our soul prospering as we live in God. Not outside of God, but as we live and move and have our being in Him, our soul will prosper. Now, what we once thought, let me say it this way. We once thought that walking with the Lord would limit our life's choices. You know, that holiness thing. You know, I don't want to get saved yet because when I get saved, I know I can't do a whole bunch of stuff. After I experience all this stuff in the world, then I'll get saved. But let me tell you something. Tomorrow not promised to you. It's not. In the morgue, they have little caskets. And great big caskets, too. Death does not discriminate. So you better hope and pray for God's mercy when you out sowing your wild oats, doing your own thing, rebelling against your parents. Hello, somebody. Listen, the Bible says, obey your parents that it may be well with you. Paul not just saying that to be saying it. That's the scripture. Obey that it may be well. In other words, when you don't obey, it ain't going to be well. That's how this thing works. When you don't obey, it's not going to be well. Some of us know what I'm talking about. Growing up, you wasn't an angel growing up. Hello? Thank God He saved your soul. But you went through a whole lot of hell on earth because you didn't obey. We thought walking with the Lord narrowed all of our choices, and we thought, and be honest, you thought you were losing all your freedom. Can't do nothing. Just go to church. Well, that, back in the old school, it was like that. All they did, they drag you to church, and you couldn't participate in anything else. Church and home. There was a season where I wasn't even really allowed to watch TV. Amen. Amen. Some of y'all know what I'm talking about. But we thought, you know, coming to the Lord, we were losing our freedom. But now, somebody say now. Now. See, before this message this morning, your soul was discouraged because of the way. But now you done flipped the script. And you realize your future is just more bright than you had realized. God has bigger plans than you were planning for. You are uncomfortable because God has messed with your comfort in order to bring you higher. See, you have to understand, when we rise into new realms, when we go from one dimension to another, between the time you leave where you are, there's going to be some discomfort, some disruption. Understand that.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll-free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service, Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed.